Let me get my dongle all straight and correct and erect. Right, podcast 54. I've told Nick on the walk back from selling not to say a word about the game so we can save all our truly tremendous comments about that. So I've not talked about it. We're in the exact same spot about a year ago where you told us about the Houston airport story where they're going,
so you weren't going to mention it.
Hold that plane. That I'll put it to the bloke next to me during the game that we're neither bad nor are we particularly very good. And I thought that game had a bit more positives than it had negatives. I thought Pereira had his best game for us, was industrious. You're looking at me already, Mike, what are you talking about? I thought Pogba was better. I thought McTominay was brilliant. I thought Maguire was quite good. I thought Axel was very good in that position. I thought Young's crossing was fucking diabolical. I mean, Jesus Christ, you would expect on the law of averages one of the fuckers to hit a man. I thought Rashford was lacking in confidence and carrying a knock. But if your main striker is pushed out wide for a 17-year-old striker, that's really like... And Ollie's saying, you know, on the summer, we're all right, we don't need a striker, let's see. Then suddenly to everyone knows we need a striker. De Gea needed those two saves for his confidence. And the referee was a twat. It wasn't a game of that many bookings. He wanted to stop start all the time. And how many times over the years have I said I'm a dinosaur? Far. The game I grew up with, we know it's gone. The money, the fucking everything. But far is awful. From, you know, United fans taking the piss out of the Arsenal fans for singing it. Well, we were doing that a few weeks ago. You win some, you lose some, Paris. But it's how it can play out that we've just seen it, that's a handball. United should play on. Don't fucking stop under this, Nick.
The problem is...
Right,
though,
so, Nick, go on.
No, the problem with the rule is, though, is that the linesman puts his flag in. Everybody stops playing bar of Amiens. Because the linesman's like, it says play to the whistle, which is what happened.
Yeah, but you know that under this rule. So if... However shit VAR is, you don't stop until the last minute.
There's only been a few games of it, though. You're right, and that's, maybe it should be the case, but still. If you see a linesman's flag up, your natural reaction is, all right, the play's dead. Even if Aubameyang's half-arsed, he doesn't properly try and finish that.
Yes.
And that you only just...
Well, it's shit, but if someone hammers at work tomorrow, if someone slaps your wrist with a metal ruler and then does it the next day, what would you do by Thursday? That's very David Brentish. It's a David Brent fucking... Right, so let's recap. First of all, West Ham. Well, I wasn't there, so I was in Ibiza on my first family holiday in 2 years, and I had a fucking ball.
To get
a long story short, well, someone noticed on the last podcast that we started talking, and then on the jukebox, I was going to call it. Is that what you youngsters still call it? I've had the time of my life. And they said, how fitting for United right now. So, I've left everyone by the pool. It's all inclusive. I didn't high-five anyone. I'm loving it. It says, Richard Arnold and your fucking 1.1 billion. No one, big bar, was bothered. Three of us asking about the United game. Everyone was watching that fucking Formula One. And then they all fucked off at the end of it. They didn't carry on celebrating. That was it. They drank their coffees and their lattes. They didn't even booze up watching it. Because it's not a booze up sport. Anyway, so the game's lagging because they're on a shit like stream. So you're telling me what's happening before, which is annoying. And I can't now not check because I want to see if we've equalised. Anyway, the start of the second half, I'm that far behind, someone's going to say the Titanic's sinking. And I just thought, what am I doing? Why? I'd lose Top Red's points for this, but why am I staying in this bar when I can get out in the pool and have a bit of fun? And not put that. And I thought Steve put a quote of, just stop talking about it because we're just going to say the same things a lot this season. Have a beer. Because...
I brushed my cat in the second half. Not joking. As soon as Maguire missed that chance, I grabbed my cat and I thought, I'll do something constructive. And spent a good 10, 15 minutes giving her a good brush. And honestly, so far, bar Chelsea at home, it's been the highlight of my season.
So, on today's reckoning, today was better.
Oh, definitely.
This is our low, we're 10th. I don't, if we cut to the chase, but Phillips it. We needed two midfielders. I keep saying we needed a midfielder. He's right, we did need two midfielders. We needed the striker that Ollie said we didn't need and now says we did. I don't like the fact that we were talking about, we doubted it anyway, fitness and robustness, and now no one's fit and we're not very robust. We've sort of given up on this high pressing all the time. Rashford could hardly be bothered.
It came and went throughout the game, though, the high pressing. It was a game that was just really indicative of where both sides are.
The pitch was shit. So I let that Steve said to me, second half, that was actually a bit more enjoyable. So as entertainment, when we've been so bereft of it, that was a spectacle at last.
Oh, yeah. It was good. Because I actually thought we had a good 20-minute spell where we were quite lethal. You know, Maguire has a chance. A couple of other chances happened. I thought their keeper made two brilliant saves. That one from Maguire and then the one from Rashford and free kick. I thought we were... I think you could go as far and say we were probably a little unlucky. Yeah, we had a bit of a ball up for Pereira slipping and letting... what's his face through on goal for Arsenal and then De Gea's two minutes saves. I think we were a little lucky. I'm not angry coming out of there today. I'm coming out thinking I feel a little bit better. Their midfield's crap, our midfield's crap, and it led to us
better game. Better in terms of, you know, that the shitstorm is either going to be right at our necks all season or we're going to slightly go ahead of it or we're going to fucking drown in it. That is no, there's no now, there's no salvation, there's no 19 game winning run, there's no 8 game winning run. So this season is about, like I said, eking out a result, but we've not won a game.
Yeah.
And the points total, you know, the press are going to seize on, and Twitter. 4 days without Twitter on holiday, that was fucking beautiful.
First I can imagine. I don't know, are you right?
But everyone seems to, when I did get back in it, people are now talking about Ollie. You know, the figures came out, the bollocks that they talk, and it seems to, the focus is back on Ollie. How's that, whether he's good or not.
It's easy though, it's easy headlines and people will read it though. That's the problem, isn't it? It's like,
yeah, but people are creating it themselves. Ollie out, you know. The next man is going to face exactly the same problems. He might change things tactically, but Jesse Lingard is still Jesse Lingard.
Yeah.
Matter is still Matter.
You look at... all right, Moyes was the wrong shout, but even so, you bring in Van Gaal, who's an established coach. He's not an idiot, is he? You know what I mean? It's like... all right, scattergun approach, bought a load of crap players, but you look at Mourinho more recently, one of the best managers of the game, certainly of the last 15 years, and he couldn't do anything with these players. He's keep said that, you know, it's the mindset. Yeah, we might have bought wrong here, there and the other, but then suddenly bringing Ole is not going to fix out the players that he's bought. You know, Ole's still done great stuff. We agree with a lot of the stuff that he's done of getting rid of Fellaini, Lukaku, Sanchez. There's been so many positive things. And then you see the three signings again today.
Well, I would have kept Lukaku, but I'm a minority.
Yeah, I know, but in terms of, he didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And all he's right, he's, you know, he said that.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to keep players, then why is Pogba still here?
I think Lukaku wanted out more so than what Pogba did. He must have done.
Or that they knew that they...
But he must have done, though.
Or that they snapped their hand on at 70 million and they're not going to get that for Pogba, so you can't... But again, he was better. If he puts... that sort of okay, I'm okay with it. Have you got that, everyone? That's
just
last orders. Who wants a drink? And I would say the appeal. 68 of you bought the mug tonight. It was fucking hard work, but thank you to all of those. I will say there's twice as many people listening to this as buy the mug now. It's hard work, especially in weather like that. If you can support it, one mag, well, 7 of you buying a mag that don't usually pays for the podcast for the month. We get no advertising, we've got no adverts in the mag, no adverts on here. So if you can, it helps no end. tangent, all the kids that are like a group that blokes, young blokes. I don't even know. I'm that old now. What do I call them? Young blokes, young men. About 19, 20 year olds arrived. And they all had these man bags around them. This is obviously a thing, right? Expensive fucking man bags. So they're all around the pool, wandering around with these fucking expensive...
Yeah,
just the man bag. Two things sprung to mind. When I was that age in Ibiza, I was waking up on a beach. Second, I'd suffer like chafing and heat rash from that because it would rub with the sun cream.
No,
if I wore a man bag when I was that young and the heat and the sun, I wouldn't be a good pick. But all like posing around. What has happened?
Ibiza's a fancy place, don't it? It's the show off
now. But it wasn't my little bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's the show off now. It's like everyone I know. It's for Instagram. And
you can see why Jesse Lingard does what he does. If that's the fucking
but he goes
hero
to Miami
for the general.
Every year. He goes to the same place.
Right. So, but I would say, Mourinho said, slagged off, you know, Lindelof, saying he's not very good in the air last week or after West Ham. Yeah. But you're the one who signed him. So they do absolve themselves of, you know, Ollie's the one who did say, third time in this podcast, we don't need a striker, and I do. Rashford, we kept saying, didn't we, our season depends on Rashford and Martial. One of them's out of form and unfit-ish. One of them's unfit. I don't even know what he's got wrong with him.
Is it at the point where, because we said this last year when we had Liverpool at all, and he went off and he was carrying a knock in that game. He didn't look right, and he didn't look right for a long period at the end of that season. And he's not looked right so far this year. At what point do we say he's actually not carrying enough and he's just not good enough?
No, I don't think you can say that. But what I would, there's no way City would say to Aguero, it's not worked for you this game. Can I put the 17-year-old up front and put you out wide for the last 20 minutes of a still a must-win game today? You have to win. Like, if you're fit today, if that awful fourth place, the pressure's off. Maybe he asked him to play, like, I need you today. I don't know.
Maybe he did.
But to end up wide, I mean, I actually thought bring Matter on again, like, just to have a bit of...
The game was quite slow. It wasn't playing at a particularly high pace, so it would have suited Matter a little bit better. I don't know. Especially with that pitch, you have to kind of slow it down a little bit or the ball gets away from you.
Apparently there's an Escher Museum in the High Hague, so I'm going to go to that. And that could probably sum up United's football and season and Jesse Lingard. Because we're going to just go endlessly around. He's out of confidence. An average player out of confidence adds up into a lesser player.
I still think he's below average. I don't get these people who are like football hipsters that seem to think that he does a good job. And for me, I think if you're going to play Lingard today, please tell me if you think I'm wrong. But if he's not going to press and put pressure on defenders or midfielders when they've got the ball, what's he in the squad for? Because he doesn't provide anything else. We said this a couple of weeks ago about Pereira. I'm still not figuring out what kind of player he is. And Lingard's the same. I've watched him for years and I still don't understand what he is. He managed to get into Gareth Southgate's England squad for, you know, high press and being around better players. I don't understand what role he is in our squad. He should be in there putting pressure on him. Like when we played PSG at home, he started off so well in that game. He was putting pressure on defenders, getting the ball, making sure they couldn't get the ball out quickly from the back. And he just doesn't do that. And I think that's one of his strengths. You've got to play to your football players' strengths that are in your team. And I just don't understand why he's not doing that.
Yeah, but we've got about six or seven enigmas where you wouldn't really know.
What,
maybe that's too many, where you play them or how you fit that in. Because I liked, whether that was instructions, Pogba played further forward. Now he seemed to be doing that, I don't know whether he was doing that. So I don't get why he called everyone to set for McTominay's goal, like, let's go to Pogba. That was just that.
That's the worst assist. It was just a roll there.
Yeah,
over.
But people love that. They'll wank themselves into another assist for Pogba.
Have you on the stat sheet?
But you know, like, but Pereira, do you not think he had a good game?
I actually said to Nathan when he went off, I said, he's been better today, but he's still not good enough. It was my exact words. I don't think he was good. I think that he gives the ball away too much. He does a lot of this twisting and turning on the ball, and then he'll pass it back. And even the guy behind us today was taking the piss out of him every time he got the ball. Go on, the hay is on, give it back, go on. And it's it, that's the kind of thing that he is. It's like he's got no ability to go on. Like,
yeah, but then he did that wrong.
He does, you don't, when you see him get a ball and drive forward, like, we need that from the midfield.
Yeah, but we don't have a run. We are... Let's go round in that extra painting.
We are 10.
We cannot ask these players to fucking build a wheel. You know what I mean? They could barely light fire if they had matches. That is United right now.
Yeah.
We are what we are. The sum of all parts.
You can still play to your strengths and you can still play to your
strengths. Industrious. We had energy today.
Daniel James's pace, for example. That's a strength of ours, yeah? And if you look at Rob Olin straight away, or whoever it was at right back today, got a yellow card after, 5 minutes of taking him out? When did he then run at him for the rest of the game?
Yeah.
Run at him. Fucking run at him. What's the point of sitting there and fannying about with it? It's like, get the ball and run at him. He's going to bring you down.
Yeah, but there's a player
pitch,
we said...
make a clumsy tackle, they go down to 10 men, you put pressure on.
But there's a player... I know, like, the old argument, no player is ever tired. There's a player we said, well, he won't play that many games. 30 start. He's playing every game.
Yeah, he will, but he won't play Thursday night.
No, he shouldn't.
No, I don't want him to play Thursday night. But the thing is, though, if you bring your bollocks off, you're not playing till Sunday. I can play Monday fucking Sunday every week.
Oops.
You can play Monday, Sunday.
No.
I don't see that.
Kicking a ball around the pool's butt me off.
He's 21 though, you're in your prime physical age.
I know, I get that.
It's like, it's bollocks. Run your bollocks off when you're playing it. You get 90 minutes, you run yourself down into the ground. And if you go, you look at what Keno would say. You sit there in the studio and you're like, look, if you play 90 minutes, don't run your bollocks off.
But this robustness, I think we look tired at the end of the game still. I don't see the noticeable difference from a year ago. And we're not seeing that at West Ham. We're not seeing that. And I still have, you know...
Do you not feel we're more secure at the back?
Yes, definitely.
That's the only difference I can see.
Through Maguire, a little bit of Lindelof, but he's not
anything
playing
in the air,
very well.
He worries me. On the ground, he's
and
like...
And Young, you know... It's like...
Do you know what?
Tony Valencia's come back in another body. And we're just sticking up. The only thing is, Young's crosses balloon over the man. Valencia's just went into shin.
Do you know what? Young has had one or two decent performances on the season, and he was poor tonight. It's like, we said this on a podcast a couple of weeks ago. If you're good, yeah, you get the credit. And he did. We give him credit a couple of weeks ago for playing okay. And tonight he was very poor. He was really poor tonight.
But when
he needs to be calling out on
him. When you're, you know... Why I keep mentioning the Glazers and why we're focused on it in the Maggies, as someone put, it's the duty of like a fanzine to do that, and the likes of people calling out at Bury, I'm not saying we're ever in that situation, but we still owe fucking $500 million in debt. When the Glazers, you know, use that sham of an investor call to then put up £400 million worth of shares, while Old Trafford looks tatty, when's this going to change? You know, AC Milan fans walked out the other day. When is enough enough for us? We'll keep going around in circles.
We're far different for AC Milan though. We're not comparable in any way, shape or form. We're too touristy for all that.
But it doesn't make it any less frustrating. And then on top of me feeling, I feel like a voyeur to the game that I was so involved in, and like a drug addict, this drug of mine, that they're giving me dodgy supplies. You know where people end up, like you read about it, four people have ended up fucking dead from a bad bat. That's what football is for me. Far. I hate it. But I can't. It's awful though. How have they done this to our game? And they've got away with it, and there's no consistency. And then there's no pitch side monitors. But I thought it was the ref to review his own decisions. Wasn't that the point of it?
What annoys me about
tell me
it? No, you're right. I completely agree. One of the things that really annoys me about it, yeah, it's implemented shit or whatever. But if you're going to play it in the Premier League, you've got to do it for all the divisions. You've got to play it all the way down to League Two. Why would you just put it in the one league because it's on the telly and it's got the fucking... It's bullshit. It's fucking crap.
Yeah, but who is it for? It's not for the person at the game.
Fucking knobheads watching Sky Sports.
One thing Shane said on the other part, what our confidence is fragile. As soon as we just look.
You were saying what can be done anyway about things about AC Milan and stuff. You see the quadrants tonight. You see how empty the quadrants were.
Yeah, yeah.
That's worrying. I mean, that must have been what, 30?
But that's why they've cashed in. Adidas deal, they lose 30%. Next season, because we're going to struggle to make the Champions League. We are.
Struggle to make the Europa League.
No, we're
struggle to make the Champions League. We're not even worth talking about. We're not in the six best teams in the country. Not
Steve, Steve said he thought we'd win the league at the first, wasn't it? The first podcast of the season.
Yeah, but he said if you can't start with optimism. He also said that.
But anyway, to cheer you all up, there's worse things, because Nick's just said before you're on a 6 a.m. flight to Benidorm on Friday and you get back from Benidorm at 1 a.m. before work on Monday morning.
Yeah.
So if that's not enough to cheer anyone up.
And then give a presentation Monday
even
morning.
Even Tony Valencia
would
smile at that.
I don't know. I really don't know. Do you know though, one of the funny things though, and this is interesting and I learnt this myself this week. Obviously following the Buccaneers as well in the NFL. Have you seen what the Glazers have done? The attendance has drifted off massively at the back end of last season. And what they ended up doing, they ended up giving the buy one, get one free on tickets to fill out attendances. They had like all the rival teams, they still had all them to play, so like the equivalent of like City and Liverpool or Leeds or whatever. They had all them games to play at home, and they had to sell buy one, get one free tickets. Now usually you don't necessarily have to do that, but so many people just couldn't be asked going because the season was just totally gone. Complete whitewash. That they had to do that. And I just wonder, that's not going to happen at United, is it? And it's just, you see Rochdale in the week, yeah, schools, and one of my mates who works in football coaching got a load of free tickets.
Well, that's what, we slag United off. That, and Rick is doing a great job already getting in the fans forum. Fair credit for that. From one iota of a tiny step. But that, those videos of those kids at Rochdale are brilliant. Bring it on. Do it more though, you know.
Yeah. And the singing section at Rochdale as well. Well, they were great on Wednesday.
Astana as well, they were brilliant.
They were great against Astana, yeah, they were really good there as well.
Yeah, but you went to that, come on Nick.
Which one?
Your Astana overview. We didn't touch upon that. We'd forgotten we'd played it.
Yeah. I sat there and then I got a foot long sausage roll, which was crap. And I don't really remember anything else after that. So that's Astana. Rochdale, I don't know how you can play three players in a starting 11 that have played in a World Cup final and one of them's won it against fucking Rochdale. And they take you to penalties and a 16-year-old score. It's just a fucking joke and an utter embarrassment. And there's no way you could defend that in any way. And Jesse Lingard just got outmarked against the League One team that are struggling. How does he continue to play for Manchester United? Please tell me that, because I can't fucking figure it out. Please let me know. Next time I'm selling, come over and let me know, because I've got a fucking clue how he plays.
We've got no other option.
I'd do the same job. I'd run into a man. I'd run away from the ball.
You know what? Let's face it.
Useless.
I don't see how. Yeah, I'll see you in a year or two, everyone, because we're just going to go round and round.
Literally,
I'm looking forward to the Hague. It's got a beach. It's got the museum, which still 50-50. I'd make that.
You're not going to the fucking museum.
It is the plan.
I'm taking Mozart to the museum in Kazakhstan, the expo. I'm dragging him there.
If I make that, then you've got to make that.
Oh, mate, the expo, there's only three things to do
I'm
with
looking
Kazakhstan.
Forward. It feels odd going to Euroware, not having a chance for ticket, but that probably asked me Thursday night, and that's probably the bonus of the fucking trip.
Oh, yeah.
Training it all the way. I'm looking forward to that. But I didn't have. The first time. United sort of prolapsed me in the stomach a little bit recently. I've always buzzed off everything. I've tried to be optimistic. I always try and be positive if I can, knowing that life isn't like that and it can fucking kick you in the bollock. But United have sort of done. It hasn't been enjoyable. So I've sort of enjoyed tonight.
Yeah.
that sort of murder.
Yeah, like,
I'll take that.
I walked out with a semi grin. Do you know what I mean? It's.
I thought you were going to suck into that as well.
I don't know. I just,
but alright, I'll tell you something. The rain shit though. And I was in shorts at night in a t-shirt. We're 2 hours away from that. Tell me how that's fair. Tell me why we aren't Spain.
You're London. It's far nicer down south.
It's not.
It's far nicer there.
It's not. It's not.
I bet you've
fair.
Had sun and everyone's been in shorts today.
It's not.
Every time I look at the fucking weather
not,
there, it's always.
It's not fair.
This is summer, eh? 15 degrees and a bit of light drizzle.
I just want it to be 26 degrees till the end of October.
That's not move to Spain then.
Well, maybe that could be the Glazer moon. Ibiza haven't got a Premier League team there.
I don't think they want to create a team. It costs too much money. There's no way they're going to do that, are they? They're not going to have to out there. Here's the next question for you, though. When's the next time we're going to score a goal inside the box from a nice bit of build-up play?
Well, we've scored, what is it, 18 in 22 games or 22 in 18? But we were supposed to change
more than one
the
goal
football.
Since Chelsea.
So yeah, we're allowed to say him. There are doubts about Ollie. And he might not be good enough. But Zalek, the three signings have been good. You can see what he means. But also he's got to play the game of the Glazer bullshit. If Fergie had to play it, or did play it, or was whatever reason, then Ollie is not going to have
the
strength for character.
He's not spoken to
and Jose tried the burning down the whole fucking structure, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
And he's a
twat. Shouldn't get credit for.
But you know what? Who are you going to sign in January that he's going to solve us?
It was interesting because last January, obviously, I know he wasn't in charge, but he said we weren't signing anyone. And this time now, at least he's looking at saying we will sign somebody. I mean, I dread to think how much it costs to sign anyone.
Well, me and Steve had a controversial sort of Twitter moment the other week. And we said, I would have taken Vardy at the start of the season. And I know that's doing a thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean,
we even said that we would have taken Llorente or something from Spurs. you laughed, but he'd have done the job.
Zlatan.
Yeah. It's depth, though, isn't it? And it's better than relying on a fucking 17-year-old lad. I'm not saying that he might not be good enough.
But that's...
You just can't rely on that. You need something else there, don't you? I don't see who is after that, though. Front, Lingard again. It is though, or Daniel James, and you don't want to play him.
No, but that's what I mean.
Right in the desk.
But then we're like, sort of, we want to see the kids, and then we say, don't. You know, you've got to. And Jesse Lingard's the oldest kid in the history of the world.
Oh.
Wasn't there a TV series in the 70s where there was a kid who was about 15? He was about 40 playing a 16 year old. Right, your last words, because I've waffled on. Go on, Nick.
It was better. And we were playing against better opposition. That's it, really. What more can you say than that? I worry about our lack of goals. I really do. And I just don't see us scoring more than one goal anytime soon. I just don't see who's going to get it when you've got, you know, arguably your best striker out of confidence or maybe not good enough or whatever. We need Martial back. I think we're really missing. I think if we get him back, it boosts Rashford. Probably brings a bit more value to him. So. Better is hopefully to come if everyone is
fit. Well, we're missing all these players who, again, have got major doubts about their consistency as well. Anyway, I might try and do one from The Hague if I'm sober enough.
Definitely.
And I've got to avoid the cakes out there, for fuck's sake. See ya.